George, where are you?
I'm at the hotel.
Aren't you? Just a second, Mr. President.
Yep.
Hello.
You know.
Georgie, how are you?
Pretty good shape, Mr. President.
We got in around 5 and came over to the lake and went on a little boat ride. Some of them did, some of the party, and I hung around and met the governor, who came up and spend the night with me. And he was going to come to Washington to talk about the Texas and the convention and things that he wanted to talk about. And when I decided to come, well, we called down and told him, and he came back to Austin and came up here after we landed.
Right.
We came in, and we're going to have a little fish dinner with the Morsons and John and Jack Glennie.
Okay.
I took a little nap coming down, 20, 30 minutes, dozed on a plane, and worked most of the way with secretary. Reviewed my reports and got caught up on some of my correspondence. Took a little nap. Arrived, rested, took us about 3 hours. And in the morning, I'm gonna. I've talked to Washington 3 or 4 times since I got here. Bill Moyer, Walter Jenkins, so on and so forth. Told him to consider getting a statement on the Klan where we can kind of denounce him tomorrow morning. I want you to think about it, look it over when we get it. You better come out real early.
I'm going to.
And get the helicopter and come out and bring you out real early so we can look at all the statements.
Right.
I don't think anything else. They said the boats gave him a little chase. And the chief photographer.
Well, could I set this for 10 in the morning then, Mr. President?
Yes, I think so.
Can I tell them that so they can...
Yeah. Yeah.
So they can say that they'll be out there and there'll be a press conference?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, could the cameramen come out at 9 and set up? Quietly, they won't interfere with you.
Well, the hell they won't. You know that. I thought they were going to have cameras like they have in their office there in Washington, movie cameras. They're going to have a...
Yes, sound. It takes them about a half hour to set up.
Don't they have sound on film?
Yes. ABC and NBC and CBS are all planning to carry the full press conference.
What, do you think that's good?
Yes, sir.
I have reasons. I don't think they have the facilities out there, and I imagine the lighting can be very poor.
Well, if it's a good day, I think the lighting will be excellent outdoors.
Oh, but I'm not going to be out by that pool.
Well, no, don't have to be at the pool. Why don't you be in the grove?
Down in the, by the river?
Sure.
I don't imagine there are wires down there.
They don't need wires, sir.
They have to have power, George.
They can use battery. Or you can have it near the house. We can take care of it. What I'd like to do is come out with Mac real early in the morning, have him handle the mechanical end while I'm going over the statements.
All right, that's all right. I don't know, though, that I want to have a live one out there in that yard. I sure doubt that. I'd let them have their little film cameras. They asked me today if they could bring their camera, and I said, yeah, but I didn't announce a live press conference.
Well, they said sound, sir.
I don't know. Nobody said sound. One man asked me if he could bring his camera, and I said, yes. I never heard sound. And if I did hear a sound, I'm not hearing it now. So, it don't crowd me.
Okay, sir, we'll eliminate sound then.
Yeah, I think that I'd just let the stills come and get their pictures 3 or 4 minutes. And that you can have a sound on film, George. I don't know whether you know what I'm talking about or not. It's a camera the size of a little bigger than Kodak that you hold up and take, and they get to record your voice too. Which is what we do all day.
Okay, sir.
But I doubt that we won't have a televised press conference from the ranch, because I imagine it'll be rather poor, and the lighting will be poor, and the sound will be poor, and they won't have mics to pick up their voice, will they?
We could rig it up, sir.
You know that much about it? I think if outside it'd be a pretty difficult thing for the reporters' voices to be heard when they ask questions.
Well, there aren't. I don't think there are that many of them, sir, to make it a problem.
How many did you bring?
We've got a total of about 36. That's including sound technicians and cameramen and writing reporters and commentators.
Well, then, won't you have about 15, 20 most?
You have about that, yes, sir.
Well, do you think we have enough to justify that and put it on the nation? I don't. I think it's a pretty big operation.
Well, I think it's okay if the if that statement of Kermit Gordon's is as good as Kermit tells me it is.
When's it coming in?
It should be on the courier plane, sir.
Okay, I don't care if you won't do it that way. I'll just be damn sure it's excellent, doing good. If they haven't got good boys and good lighting, I wouldn't have to.
Well, just cut it off.
And I'd put it there where you walk into the den, in the front, that little spot there. Put a table out there and let me be sitting at it, or let me be standing at it, I guess.
At that oak tree, that'd be very good.
No, that's where you walk in the living room. You know where the den is?
Yes, sir.
Next to the living room? You remember that space, the vacant space there? You might do it there because that's in the open, you see. It's not under a shed like this.
Yeah. I know what you mean now. Right where you have that sort of an angle and and the walk and the hill. Okay.
Try me.
We'll be out there then around 8:30.
Anything else you need?
No, I think good covers.
Were they happy and satisfied?
Oh, yeah. They
didn't give enough for you to run. What are they bitching about? Didn't have enough time, or the plane wasn't any good, or what?
No, they're quite satisfied. We had a good plane, and I don't think there's any problem. I'll tell them about your arriving and being with the governor, and that he was here to start up to Washington to talk to you about Texas and the convention, and as many other governors have. That he came back to Austin and then went up to the ranch. She went out on the lake in a boat ride. And,
we came over here about 5:30.
Yeah. Okay, sir.
Okay.
Okay, well, the cameraman will be out about 9.
Yeah, and tell them they storm around that house. We'll run them off.
I understand, sir.